From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with a classic from German bassist Eberhard Weber. A lifelong recording artist for the ECM label, Eberhard, known for playing a distinctive seven-string electric bass. We'll turn to his second album for ECM from 1975, Yellow Fields. He's in a quartet with Rainer Brunninghaus on keyboards, Charlie Mariano on sax, and John Christensen on drums. Like many of Eberhard's other early ECM albums, all of the pieces on this album are based on paintings by his wife, Maya Weber. We'll listen to the track Sand Glass. Thank you. Eberhard Weber, along with Charlie Mariano, Rainer Brüninghaus, and John Christensen, respectively. Sand Glass, from the album Yellow Fields, released in 1975. We will continue on with a European theme on this edition of Jazz Progressions, and we'll turn next to a live recording featuring a pair of Dutch musicians who are best known for their contributions to the free and creative improv music scene in that country for decades. The duo of Misha Mengelberg and Han Benink, both of them founders of ICP, which in this case stands for Instant Composers Pool. This is a recording that's part of a multi-record box set released in 1977 on the Radio Nederland transcription service, Radio Nederland, the Dutch public broadcaster. The set is known as the Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited, featuring some key modern jazz groups of the mid and late 70s in live performance. This particular piece is a two-part piece, which was recorded on April 1st, 1976, featuring Misha Mengelberg on piano and Han Benink on drums primarily, but he can also be heard on musical saw in various portions of the piece. The piece is simply titled Group Composing, April 1st, 1976, Parts 1 and 2. Thank you.
Thank you.
Recorded in the Netherlands in April of 1976, the duo of Misha Mengelberg, piano, Han Benink, drums and musical saw. Group composing April 1st, 1976, parts 1 and 2, part of a multi-album box set entitled The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited, released by Radio Nederland. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Don't forget you can always consult our website for full playlist details. You can also stream this episode of the show at your convenience. This is program number 1402. All of that is available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Also, feel free to email the program with your comments and suggestions. qualityradioproductions@yahoo.com. We'll close this edition of the program with some music for sax and guitar, and these recordings about 10 years apart. We'll begin in 1986, and the duo of Tim Byrne on alto sax and Bill Frizzell on acoustic and electric guitar. They teamed up that year to record the album Theoretically on the German Minor Music label, and this is one of the tunes penned for the session by Tim Byrne. It's entitled Ground Floor. Thank you. Coming full circle on this week's program, we opened the show with a track from the ECM catalog, and we close this week's program with another ECM classic. The duo of Jan Garbarek, Norwegian sax player, featured on tenor and soprano sax and wood flute for this session, and American Ralph Towner on 12-string and classical guitars and wind harp. Their album, recorded in December of 1976, is entitled Dis, the Norwegian word for this, and we heard the opening track, Vandrere. Jan Garbarek, Ralph Towner, and Eberhard Weber and John Christensen, whom we heard opening the program, were all members of a quartet that also recorded for ECM in the mid-70s, Solstice, whom we've played on the program in the past. Tim Byrne and Bill Frizzell before that, also music for sax and guitar. Ground Floor from their mid-80s album, Theoretically. And thus concludes this edition of Jazz Progressions. Jake Longwell saying thank you for your company this week. Do join me again for another hour of the best in free improvisation, the avant-garde, and fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.